SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, a program devoted to two of Switzerland's leading contemporary composers, Vladimir Vogel and Armin Schiebler.
The opening of Mellow Forms for String Orchestra, one of the later works by Vladimir Vogel and chosen by the composer himself for today's Musica Helvetica program. Vladimir Vogel was born the son of a German businessman in 1896 in Moscow, and it was there that he received his early musical education. But as a German citizen, he was interned by the Russians during the First World War, and when the war ended in 1918, he left Russia for Germany. He resumed his musical studies in Berlin, notably under Ferruccio Busoni, later taught composition and also became a music critic. In the mid-1930s, with the situation growing increasingly difficult for him in Germany, Vogel again sought a new home and decided to settle permanently in Switzerland, where he already had close personal ties with prominent musicians such as conductors Ernest Ansermé and Hermann Scherchen. Vladimir Vogel became a Swiss citizen in 1954, and in 1970, the City of Zurich Music Prize was added to his many other awards. Vogel is renowned in particular for his orchestral, choral, and chamber works, as well as for his pioneering efforts in integrating the spoken word with music. His composition Mellow Forms for String Orchestra, which we're going to hear, was written in 1974. Here is the composer himself explaining this work.
Der Titel verweist auf eine Musik, die nicht oder nicht nur auf Klangfarben und Klanggeräusche wie auf ungewohnte Spielarten der Instrumente abgestellt ist, sondern
The title of this work is intended to imply a kind of music which is not based, or at least not solely, on tonal colors and tonal effects, such as those produced through unconventional ways of playing certain instruments. It also uses melic, that is, lyric elements. These are not hidden away in the texture of the total sound, as is the case, for example, with Ligeti, but can actually be discerned on the audible surface of the musical performance. At the same time, all processes in the piece are linked to a specific form of expression. In realizing this, I make use of the natural, unaltered tone of the instruments. Tonal color, expression, and atmosphere are brought into evidence by the pitch of the instruments. My mellow forms do not represent any themes. They emerge from the various tones of the series on which the composition is based. Dynamic, rhythmic, and expressive contrasts alternate with each other, and the work is aimed at involving the listener personally.
Thank you. Mellow Forms for String Orchestra by Vladimir Vogel, played by the Radio Bern Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Theo Hug. A prominent figure among the younger generation of Swiss contemporary composers is Armin Schiebler, who was born in Kreuzlingen in northeastern Switzerland in 1920. Schiebler studied first in Zurich and then in 1946 spent a year in England, where he was in contact with Benjamin Britten and Michael Tippett. Between 1949 and 53, he also made study visits to West Germany. Armin Schiebler is a very prolific composer and has written instrumental and vocal works, chamber music, ballet, opera, and orchestral compositions. He has also a profound interest in musical education and devotes most of his time to teaching. We are going to present two aspects of Armin Schiebler's musical personality through excerpts from two very different works of his. In the first one, a composition for string orchestra written in 1968 and entitled Ia manet ultima spes, Hope Still Remains, he speaks to us as a representative of the new Viennese school he went through himself, and the greatest merit of which, in his estimation, was that it made it possible to show through music the threat of technology to man as an individual, a human being, and a living creature. The six short aphoristic pieces, which make up this work, and of which we shall hear the first and the third, thus express a climate of fear, even a doomsday mood, which, however, alternates with moments of nostalgic longing for a lost paradise. We hear the Collegium Musicum of Zurich under Paul Sacher.
Thank you.
Yamanet ultima spes, hope still remains. Armin Schiebler is fully aware that real progress can only come from knowledge and understanding, and that therefore education is of vital importance also in music. His personal engagement in this respect he sums up as follows.
I think that for a modern composer, one of the finest tasks is to act as a teacher and to create works helping to develop the talent of the young generation. I have written more than a dozen compositions of this kind. To this group of works belong two concertos for percussion, the first presenting a single classic percussionist handling about 30 instruments and standing against the full orchestra. The second concerto was written for my school orchestra in Zurich and for my best percussionists, for whom in that period there did not yet exist solo compositions of this kind. The concerto for percussion, piano and strings, composed in 1964, dates from a period in which I was especially attracted to rhythmic experiences, to ballet, dance and percussion, also to jazz.
The conclusion of the last movement of Armin Schiebler's Concerto for Percussion, Piano and Strings. Five percussionists performing on different groups of instruments are united in this final movement, which is called Negro Spiritual. Thank you.
The last movement, Negro Spiritual, of Armin Schiebler's Concerto for Percussion, Piano and Strings, Opus 76. With Karl-Heinz Benzinger, percussion, Margret Weber, piano, and the Kammerata of Zurich, conducted by Reto Chup. This concludes another program in the series Musica Helvetica, presented by SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. Today's feature was devoted to two of Switzerland's leading contemporary composers, Wladimir Vogel and Armin Schiebler.